liquid. So too, one is required to make a blessing before eating anything. As our sages say, that anyone that eats something without making a blessing, it is as if he is utilizing sanctified objects for his own benefit. That since God has created everything in the world, one must ask his permission and bless him before partaking and benefiting from anything in the world. So too, we must know the specific blessing which applies to a specific type of food. Brei pri hagafen for wine, and hametzi lechem min haaretz for bread, for instance. With all of the other blessings applying to specific types of food. There are many complexities in determining which blessing applies to which food, which require a great amount of study in order to clarify them. So too, there are many details regarding which blessings should be said before other blessings, and which food should be eaten in order to keep the correct order of blessings. For example, we have among the fruits the blessing in general, Brei Pri Ha'etz, fruit which comes from a tree. Among the fruits, we have seven special species which have been singled out by the Chumash as specially applying to the land of Israel, and they are given preference over any other types of fruits. Therefore, the blessing should in general be said upon them. And if one has more than one species of these seven, then there is an order indicated in the verse guiding us as to which one should have the blessing set on it. So too, if we have a mixture of fruits, there are other laws indicating the order. In general, first one would take from one of the seven species. If there is not, then one would take whichever fruit is whole. If, for example, there would be a whole apple and half an orange, one would make the blessing on the whole apple, even if one prefers the orange. If there is a half an apple and half an orange, one will make the blessing on whichever one is preferred. Should there be a mixture of foods, such as one a fruit which has a blessing Brei Pri Ha'etz, and another which has Brei Pri Ha'adama from the ground, such as a potato, and also a drink or something of the sort which has the blessing Shahakol, either the blessing Ha'etz or Adama should come before the Shahakol. However, if one has one Ha'etz and one Adama, one makes the blessing on whichever one is preferred. As we see from these few laws that there is great complexity involved. The story is told about the Tzemach Tzedek in the first years after he became Rebbe that he traveled to the city of Vilna to meet with those people who opposed Chassidus in order to speak with them and explain the ideas of Chassidus to decrease their opposition. They had decided, as a result of their opposition, that they would not rise in his presence, showing that they did not respect him. However, when he entered the room, a fear fell upon them, and all of them suddenly stood up as a sign of respect. In order to put him to a test and to give him difficulties, they prepared all different sorts of strange foods for him to eat, that it would, in order to make it difficult for him to determine the blessing on each individual one, and in which order that he should eat the foods in order to satisfy all of these laws. And he would have to ask questions as to how they were made and so on. However, much to their amazement, the Tzemach Tzedek did not ask any questions as to how they were made and the ingredients and so on. He simply took them all exactly as would be required according to Jewish law, without giving any indication as to how he knew what the ingredients were. Having been so humbled by his obvious divine inspiration, they started asking their questions and received answers to their satisfaction to all of these questions, thereby causing peace thereafter between the various groups and a decrease in the opposition to the Hasidic movement. One meaning of the word Baruch, blessed, is to bring down and reveal. And it is said that through a blessing, one brings down a revelation of the godliness which is inherent in the food, the Nitzutz Eloki, the spark of godliness which is in the food. The previous Lubavitcher Rebbe once observed a chassid, who before eating any food would hold it in his hand a while and stare at it before saying a bracha. He once asked this elderly chassid, why was it he waited so long before partaking of the food? And the chassid answered him that when he was by Yechidus in the Rebbe, in a personal interview, he was told that before eating any food, he should wait until he could perceive the godliness in the food, and only then say the bracha and eat the food. He said, therefore, I can't always perceive it right away. It takes a while to muster my concentration and perceive the godliness in the food. Therefore, it takes me a little bit of time, and that's why I wait.